like he does. It is 13th chapter, text 3. Kshetragyam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetre shuparata kshetra kshetragnayor gyanam yataj gyanam matam mama. O Sayan of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. And to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion. Purport. While discussing the subject of the body and the knower of the body, the soul and the supersoul, we shall find three different topics of study: the Lord, the living entity, and matter. In every field of activities, in every body, there are two souls, the individual soul and the supersoul. Because the supersoul is the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna says, I am also the knower, but I am not the individual knower of the body, I am the super knower. I am present in every body as the Paramatma, or supersoul. One who studies the subject matter of the field of activity and the knower of the field of activity very minutely in terms of this Bhagavad Gita can attain to knowledge. The Lord says, I am the knower of the field of activities in every individual body. The individual may be the knower of his own body, but he's not in knowledge of other bodies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present as the Supersoul in all bodies, knows everything about all bodies. He knows all the different bodies of the various species of life. A citizen may know everything about his patch of land, but the king knows not only his palace, but all the properties possessed by the individual citizens. Similarly, one may be the proprietor of the body individually, but the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of all bodies. The king is the original proprietor of the kingdom, and the citizen is the secondary proprietor. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is the supreme proprietor of all bodies. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shrayam Upakata Mayam Tatha Ishapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shagana Raghunatam Tam Sajivam Shadraitam Svabhutam Krishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shagana Kavita Sri Vishakhanditam Shra. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dakta Kam Shana Golongi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kopitarubhyascha Kripasindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashani Gaur Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Kshetragyam chapi mam vitti sarva kshetre shuparata. Kshetra kshetragnayor gyanam yataj gyanam atam mama. The Lord has said that to understand that there's within every body there's the body is the field of activities. Arjuna is asked, what is the kshetra and what is the kshetra gya? What is the field and what is the knower of the field? And the Lord has said that this body is the field. The body is the field of activities. And the kshetra gya, the knower of the field, is the person who knows this body. Or you can say the owner of the body is the kshetragya. But then the Lord says, kshetragyam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetresha. You should know that I'm also the knower. This cha word means also. There's a kshetragya, but there's also another kshetragya. That's the living being. Sarva kshetresha, in all of the bodies. I can't say that I'm present in all bodies. I'm present in my own body. Therefore, I don't know. If you have a toothache, I don't feel it. If I have a toothache, you don't feel it. Because my consciousness is spread throughout my body, but it's not spread throughout your body. If I'm thinking something, I know what it is, but you don't know what it is. Because I'm present within my body, gross and subtle, but you're not present. But the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, Krishna, is present sarva-kshetresha in everybody. Ishara sarva-bhutanam hridye sarjana tishtati. The Lord says that I'm present within the heart of everyone. Ishara sarva-bhutana hridye sarjana tishtati. Though the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's also, what is that? Sarvasya chaham priti sannivishta mata smritir gyanam apomananja. I'm also within the heart of everyone, and from me come knowledge and remembrance and forgetfulness. We sometimes we're looking for something and then we get some inspiration. Where does that inspiration come from? The great scientists, the great artists, great poets, composers, they sometimes get some inspiration. Where are they getting that? Great scientists. It comes from Krishna. Krishna says, I'm in the heart of everyone. I give inspiration. I give knowledge. I give forgetfulness also. Sometimes we try to remember, and despite everything, we can't. So that's Krishna present within. We can perceive the subtle presence of the personality of Godhead by thinking about these things. Where is inspiration coming from? Where is knowledge coming from? Where is memory coming from? Finally, we'll see that it's not that I'm alone, but there's a higher source of knowledge, a higher source of inspiration within the heart. It said, seek and ye shall find. How am I finding? God is helping me. If someone is sincere, then God is within the heart, and he gives guidance. Or even he's just like Dhruva Maharaj. He was seeking for a kingdom, actually. So Krishna guided him from within the heart, that yes, you go out to the forest. His mother gave him the advice, and Krishna from within the heart also said, yes, you go. And from within the heart of Narad Muni, this boy is looking for me. You go instruct him. So many times we see that by divine inspiration someone is going somewhere and some arrangement is being made. So it's not that I'm doing all of that. It's not that we're so powerful. We're tiny little beings. And sometimes we're imagining, yes, I'm God. Or some guru is saying, yes, I'm God, you're God, we're all God.
It's just rubbish. It's just rubbish. I'm small. I don't even know how many hairs there are on my head, and I'm claiming to be God. But God knows everything, past, present, and future. Chabhutani, he knows all living beings. Vedaham samititani vartamana anicharja. Vishani chabhutani. Mam duvedana Krishna. Hardly anyone knows Krishna. Because they don't take up the process for knowing Krishna. They're simply very serious about making money, very serious about enjoying, but not very serious for understanding what is God, what is Krishna. Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid yadi siddhi. Out of so many thousands, one person is interested. And yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mahabhiti tatvata. Out of so many of those, maybe one person will understand Krishna. But Krishna has to be understood from Shastra, from the bona fide spiritual master, from the genuine saintly persons, from the devotees of Krishna. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam ye tadutam. Krishna told Arjuna, you can understand the secret of Bhagavad Gita, bhaktosi, because you're my devotee and my friend. So here Krishna is instructing Arjuna something about his actual nature. That as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's within the heart of everything. Kshetragyam, just as the landlord knows the whole apartment building. I know my apartment, the next man knows his apartment. But the landlord knows all the apartment buildings. He's the super knower. I saw some film glorifying one Indian big guru, and it was saying that he realized that all the living entities are one and that everyone is God, and then the chanting comes over the screen. Sarvata paniparam tat sarvatokshi shiromukam sarvata shutima loke sarvamagrichatishtati. That he has his hands everywhere, and his sarvatok paniparam tat, his legs are everywhere, his eyes are everywhere, sarvatokshi shiromukam, his faces are everywhere, sarvata shutima loke, his ears are everywhere. Sarvamadvityatishtati, he covers everything. And these idiots are imagining that that's a description of them. My ears are everywhere, my eyes are everywhere, because I'm one with God, so I'm everywhere. It's simply foolishness. God is everywhere, and I'm part of God, so all right, if there's so many, all over there are ears and eyes and legs and hands, so many living beings, so they're all parts of God, so from that point of view you can say that God is everywhere, represented as the living being. And he's also present as the super soul within the heart and within every atom. So he's everywhere. Not that I'm everywhere. If I'm everywhere, why do I buy a car? Why do I have to take this? Even the Gurujis who are teaching, I'm everywhere, I'm God, still they're going in the car, they're going in the airplane from one place to another. Why? If they're everywhere, why go through so much trouble to go from one place to another place? You're already there. But they're going from one place to another to teach that I'm everywhere. And people are going from everywhere to see him. Why don't they stay where they are? So these rubbish things are going on. in the name of Bhagavad Gita, people are teaching so many impractical things. It's not even sensible that I have my eyes everywhere, my ears everywhere, I'm everywhere, I'm all-pervading. What? How is it? It doesn't make any sense. I'm stuck in one little corner on account of my karma. By karma, I can go to the heavenly planets, or I can go stay on this planet, or I can go to a lower planet, but wherever the reactions of my fruitive activities take me, I have to go there. And I have to stay there also. I can't say, no, I don't like it here on earth anymore, let me go to the moon, let me go to the heavenly planets. According to my karma, I have to stay. But Krishna is not limited like that. Krishna is actually everywhere. Krishna is actually, therefore he was able to show Arjuna that just see, Pashyame Yogamaishram, see my universal form. So many eyes, so many legs, so many hands, so many faces, so many everything. You can see in my form all at once. So, and Arjuna was actually able to see. So then, after that, it's not that Arjuna said, that was nice, let me show you my universal form. Huh? Now since I've understood who you are, I've understood who I am, and since I know that I'm you and you're me, you've showed me your universal form, I'll also show you my universal form. Just see. No. Krishna's position is that he'll show the Vishwamurti. And Arjuna's position is that he'll go, oh, I'm seeing everything, all in one place. Not that, yes, I can also do that. You're all pervading, I'm also all pervading. So because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, because he's Purushottam, because he's the super soul within everyone's heart, therefore one should surrender to Krishna. He's the supreme master, we're servants. He's the supreme whole, we're parts. The part has to serve the whole. And therefore Arjuna surrenders to Krishna. Kardashye vachanam tava. I'll do what you say. I'll do what you say. Because you're the master. You're the parameshwara. I'm the servant. So, whatever you tell me to do, that I'll do. Not that, yes, now I've realized that there's nothing for me to do because I'm perfect, because I'm also God. So many things are there. All rubbish. Actually, there's only one conclusion. Sarvadharman pratyaja mam ekam sharanam. Ekala Ishra Krishna, our subject. Krishna's, there's one Ishra, that's Krishna, and our subject, everyone else's servant of Krishna. Even the greatest of the demigods, they're servants of Krishna. Even the expansions, even Balaram is serving Krishna. Even the so many expansions, they're also serving because Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. He's the personality of God. We're also serving Krishna, either directly or indirectly. If we refuse to serve Krishna directly, then we'll serve indirectly by serving my material energy. I'm serving my country, I'm serving my family, I'm serving my boss. That means I'm serving Krishna, but indirectly. Indirectly serve. But Krishna consciousness means directly. Directly means through the representative of Krishna. That's simultaneously through the spiritual master and direct. That's directly. Not that directly, exactly directly. But through the parampara system, evam parampara praptam, imam rajarshiyo. This is the system. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya. Upadikshanti te ganam ganyasta tadvadarsha. Now this is knowledge that Krishna is yattaj ganam matamama. Krishna says, Krishna is very humble. He says, this is my opinion. But Krishna's opinion is supreme. I say, this is my opinion, and the next person says, yeah, that's interesting, this is my opinion. One scientist says, well, in my opinion, and the other scientist says, yes, but in my opinion. Everyone has his own opinion. Nasavrishirasya matam nabindam. You can't be an intellectual without having your own opinion. But, and Krishna also says, this is my opinion. But when Krishna says, this is my opinion, it's the supreme opinion. So the Supreme Court, they say, in our opinion, finished. Doesn't matter what the lower court judges gave as their opinions. When the Supreme Court gives its opinion, that's the supreme opinion. So Krishna says, in my opinion, this is knowledge. Elsewhere he says, agyanam yadatonyata. Everything else is ignorance. So it's a simple conclusion that everyone should understand Krishna. Everyone should understand himself to be servant of Krishna. Everyone should revive that relationship of being servant of Krishna. And everyone should go back to Godhead to serve Krishna eternally. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Nitya, they've given this process. Chant Hare Krishna. That's a simple, easy thing everyone can do. And that will make our life successful. People are only missing this knowledge. So our Krishna consciousness movement is aiming to develop within ourselves this understanding and distribute this understanding to others. That's our purpose. Any questions, Mr. Srinivas?
One small question. You said the sloka sarvadhanman parityagya. I didn't understand meaning. What does it mean? Like, we should leave everything and surrender. What does it mean?
All other dharma. All other dharma. All other business. Someone says, just like on name and dharma. Sikh dharma, Hindu dharma, Jain dharma, Christian dharma, Hindu, so many dharmas. Krishna says, all these dharmas, he put that aside. Simply, mam ekam sharanam braja, surrender to me. Or someone says, no, I have so many other duties, so I can't. No, Krishna says, this is your duty, supreme duty. Arjuna is giving the argument, kula dharma, sanatana. There's Kula Dharma, what is that? In Bhagavad Gita, first chapter.
Adharma Bhivavat Krishna.
Dharma Bhivavat, but this is Kula Dharma, and something else he mentions in that verse. Let's see. Kula Dharma, Kula Kshaye Pranashanti, Kula Dharma Sanatana. Yeah, that's actually. But there's another place too. Something else I was thinking. But I've forgotten where it is now. Something else I was thinking too. Anyway, just like Kula Dharma, there are so many family duties. So many family responsibilities, community projects. What is that? Jati Dharma, Kula Dharma, these things are there. And Krishna says, no, that's not more important. You can put aside all this Kula Dharma, Jati Dharma,
this dharma, that dharma, surrender to them. Okay. Arjuna is thinking, No, I can't fight. Krishna says, what about dharma? No, Krishna says, this is dharma. What I tell you to do, that's dharma. You surrender to me. Some questions?
By surrendering to him, still doing dharma, is that... suppose like surrendering to Krishna, we surrender ourselves to Krishna, but still doing the dharma.
What is dharma?
Like, for example, family responsibilities. For example, family responsibilities.
Yeah. Finally, Krishna says that you Mamanu Smara Yujacha, you think of me and fight. Arjuna is a fighting man. So Krishna doesn't tell him, now leave the battlefield. Actually, you stay and do that work. But you dedicate that to me. Then it becomes Sarvadharma Pratyaja Mamanu Krishna. Family duties. But one has to see that the goal of the family duties is to serve Krishna. The materialist is thinking, my duty is to my family. Finished. My duty is to my family, my duty is to my country, my duty is to my community, my duty to humanity. But the self-realized person, my duty is to Krishna, that's all. Then, if by doing something for my family I can serve Krishna, then I'll do that. If by doing something for my community that will be service to Krishna, I'll do that. He makes everything, he does everything in such a way that it's service to Krishna. If it's not service to Krishna, he doesn't do it. Therefore, the family dharma becomes another thing. He's thinking, a materialistic person, that family dharma means to have nice enjoyment and to raise the children to have nice enjoyment. They should have everything they want, and then they should grow up and earn a lot of money and have everything they want. That's not what is the use. But in Krishna consciousness, he thinks that my actual dharma is that my whole family should become engaged in the service of Krishna. Then it's nice. When everyone becomes Krishna conscious, then the family life is useful. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. More than a waste of time, it's an impediment. Then it's simply... yes, a waste of the human life or an impediment to spiritual progress. But when it's dedicated to Krishna's service, then it has. Then it's counted as devotional service.
So it's still called surrendering?
Yes, still it's surrender. Because even in my family life, I want to be the center of everything. Husband wants to be the center of everything. Wife says to the husband, you're the center of everything, but that's just her politics for herself becoming the center of everything. But in Krishna consciousness, no, Krishna has to be the center of everything. Then it's actual. And not just that, yes, Krishna's not, again, politics, that Krishna's the center of everything, but actually it's all for my enjoyment. That's not actually, that's something else again. That's again cheating. But dharma prochita kaitavotra padamo. It's in Bhagavad Dharma, cheating religion is kicked out. That's another sarvadharma and pratyaja. Dharma artha kama moksha. Simply, generally, dharma is for the sake of artha. We'll get, by following dharma, we'll be have peace and prosperity. And then, kama, we can satisfy our senses. And when we're, when we've had it with sense gratification, then where is moksha? Let me become God. So that dharma is all kicked out. It's a conventional dharma set simply for making a better world for sense enjoyment. But the actual dharma is that, no, my life should be dedicated to the service of Krishna. Even in the Sanatana Dharma, the householder life is not eternal. That's not even for the whole life. But they would accept the householder life. First they would accept the Brahmacharya ashram. Then they would accept the Grihastha ashram, married life. Then they would retire, Vanaprastha life. And finally sannyas. Not simply, because that's dharma. For a certain time it's my dharma, just as for a certain time it's my duty to be a student, to learn so many things. But not that I become a student. Just lately it's sort of become a thing that students in the colleges, they sort of stretch out their education. So they're doing their PhD, but it's 6 years, it's 8 years, it's 10 years. I have one friend, now he's a professor, but he was a graduate student. Finally, the university sent him a letter, you know. Let's get the show on the road. How long are you going to be a student? So the student life lasts for some time. Then next thing is family life. Then family life also is supposed to have its end. Then there's retired life. Retired life doesn't mean, you know, the golf course and all of that. It means for spiritual activities. The kings even used to go to the forest for doing tapasya. Now that's no longer practical. But Vrindavan forest is still there. One can go live in Vrindavan, Mayapur. And cultivate detachment and spiritual knowledge and devotion to Krishna. So family life is good for within its scope. That means with detachment, anasaktasya vishayam. That I'm doing it not because I love to do it, but I'm doing it, it's my duty. I may like it, I may not like it, but it's my duty. So for Krishna, I'll do that. And then when it's no longer my duty, that's all right. I'll go. As Pandavas, they ran the kingdom for some time. Then now it's time to retire. They left, went to the Himalayas. Dhritarashtra, he wants to hold on to the kingdom. You know, somehow or other, by hook or by crook, through his children, this way, that way, he'll hold on. Dhritarashtra. And Yudhisthira Maharaj, after fighting a huge battle, getting the kingdom, all right, now, time to go. When the time came, that means he was only there because it was his duty. So householder life also, as a matter of duty, we'll do it. And when it's no longer my duty, then, all right, done.
So it applies to outside also when we are working somewhere? It applies to everywhere when we are working in office? How
yeah,
do we
everything.
Know what it is like?
It's my duty. I have some, everyone has some duty to perform. So it may be, of course, traditionally Kshatriya, Brahmana, Vaishya. Now these days, office worker or this, that. Whatever. I have some work to do. So I have to do that. But for Krishna's satisfaction. Therefore, the recommendation is, therefore the householders are meant to give charity. So that they'll think that this money I'm getting, because everyone's working for money only. So this money is not for me. Some money I'm keeping for my necessities, and balance is going for the service of Krishna. The Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, cites that he used 50% for his family expenses and satisfy the relatives and so on. Rather, 50% he gave for the service of Krishna. Then the other 50% he's his personal necessities, satisfying the relatives, emergency, everything. So 50-50. He said that's standard. we have the standard 100% for me, and then sometimes $10 here, $20 in the, you know, the church collection basket, they'll give something. So, no. But that way, the money becomes purified, the life, the occupation becomes purified, because it's being done for the service of Krishna. Otherwise, when I'm acting for my own sense gratification, then all the karma is with me, all the responsibility is with me, and all the entanglement is with me, because I'm attached, actually. Whatever show I make, actually, I'm attached. So, human life is meant for detachment. Then, all right, whatever comes, but it's meant for the service of Krishna. Household life is for Krishna, occupation is for Krishna, everything. Krishna's service. Okay. Something else?
We know that Krishna is Paramatma, which is in the hearts of all living entities. Still, in Bhagavatam, I found prayers to Yamaraj, where Yamaraj is addressed, he is also like Paramatma in the hearts of living entities.
Yeah, he's powerful.
Just explain this.
Yeah, like the tax department, they're everywhere. Wherever you go, the IRS is there. Or the police are there. Better, Yamaraj is the police department. Wherever you go, the police are there. But still, police are not the supreme authority. Police are subordinate to the king or to the Congress or whatever. So, Yamaraj is everywhere, but not absolute. Therefore, his messengers came back after trying to arrest Ajamil. We were interrupted by some guys with forearms and very beautiful looking, and we were just about to arrest Ajamil, and they stopped us. How could they stop us? We thought you were the supreme authority. We thought we were working for the top man. And now we've been checked by these people who are quizzing us. You don't know Dharma, we know Dharma. What's going on here? Then Yamaraj said, yes, it's a fact. I'm not number one. And Krishna is number one. I'm a departmental head.
Why is he addressed as Paramatma if Krishna is?
Because he's Krishna's representative.
Okay.
Without this detachment attitude, you'll not be happy. If you're attached, you'll be frustrated.
Sorry?
If you're attached, you'll be frustrated. You'll think that I'll be happy by this, by that, but it will all crumble. I'm attached to something and I lose it. I'm attached to something, it breaks. I'm attached to something, someone steals it. I'm attached to something, but it's not what I want, actually. It doesn't really bring me what was promised. So, or I'm attached to something and it actually brings suffering. Just like the silkworm, it's attached to its cocoon. And the result is that it's thrown in the boiling water or boiling oil and dies because it's attached. It doesn't want to leave. And sometimes in some war zone, people, if they were thinking clearly, they would immediately go someplace else. But they're thinking, no, my home is here, my business is here, my everything is here. So they stay there and die because they're attached. So the attachment actually brings suffering. So many love affairs, and there are people, you know, all drama and suffering and pain because of attachment. Even Lord Ram showed, not that he's in that position, but just to show
what kind of trouble it is because of attachment, so much. Detachment means you'll never be in difficulty. All right, I may get, I may not get, I may have, I may not have. Attachment means our real attachment is to Krishna. If you're attached to Krishna, you'll always be happy. If you're attached to temporary things, you'll sometimes be happy and sometimes be miserable. Therefore, there are two paths are there, path of attachment, path of detachment. The path of detachment is superior. You'll be more happy, not less happy. One is the attachment to Maya, the other is attachment to Krishna.
So everything that is not related to Krishna is Maya. I mean,
yeah.
Any attachment.
Anything non-Krishna.
Yes.
Of course, nothing's non-Krishna, but we're thinking separate from Krishna, immediately Maya. Two things are there, Krishna and Maya. If it's not Krishna, at once it's Maya. Anything else?
I heard one argument that actually Rupa Goswami was giving 50% when he was renouncing, not while he was maintaining his house.
Anyway, that but Prabhupada gives the example.
Yeah, Prabhupada is using that.
Don't try to sneak out.
Prabhuji, I have three questions.
Mm.
One is the very first thing, as you just spoke about the charity. I was the person, and like I started out in 2003.
Mm.
In 2003, I started out a charity.
Mm.
Before we used to give for Red Cross or some. I don't know, I didn't get that satisfaction while giving, so I wanted to do it by myself.
Mm.
So I went ahead in India and I thought what I could do.
Mm.
So I picked up some small kids on the roadside. In India, I don't know whether you know who does the child labor stuff. So I picked up and till like 2007, April, I collected like around 34 kids.
Mm.
So I employed some two or three people there.
Mm.
Three people, voluntary people.
Mm.
And two, I was even paying them salaries.
Mm.
Because
yeah.
Initially it was voluntary, then they had to work. So late 2007, I realized that's when I bought this home because I have. Just now you spoke detachment with my wife, but it should be like, this is the second part of the question I came in. I have my son, my family, I have my parents, elders, where I was seen like a crazy guy, because I was doing my charity. Even for family life, I had a good, decent house in Long Island I used to live. Then, now you need to look after your immediate family first, then you have to. So that is an attachment, right? For me in this, if you say if it's Krishna is more or any God is more, it is my son for me first. I don't know, I'm not that level right now. So I thought, okay, I had some problems and even job-wise, it will not be same every time. So I had to give up. I had to give up all my kids to some other people, or I have to say no. I learned to say no since April 27, sorry, 2007. So at this point, only a very little like, kid is there. But still I'm not satisfied by heart-wise, but because I dropped everything, which was great, it was giving great pleasure for me. Like I was doing good, but now I have my hands tied.
Because the economy has changed.
Economy has changed. Job wise, and I don't have any second hand to me. I'm the only person now. That is the second question I had. Like, doing charity, absolutely any religion you take, that is what we, anyone suggests. Second thing is detachment, what you talk.
Let's
I
talk
don't know.
Go ahead.
And the third one is, as I was speaking to, I'm into this Krishna consciousness only 3 months, 3.5 months now.
Mm.
I used to worship, and many of my demigods, what you say, are not there at present. I tried to remove everything. Now only Ganeshji is there.
Still there.
Parvati's here.
Mm.
So, initially when we did Gornitha installation,
mm.
I took them off and kept it in a separate room.
Mm.
But I'm doing this worship from past 31 years now.
Mm.
When I was very young, like 4 years, mm. I started out. It's very hard for me.
Mm.
That Maharaj is the Guru Maharaj. When I used to go to my
native place,
not native place, my with my parents, they
mm.
used to take like just lectures from Swami. We call Swamis.
Mm.
So it's very hard for me to get out of that mold. To come into, I'm doing right now. What I'm doing is. Before year, we used to spend some hour and a half. Now I'm reducing to Krishna consciousness,
mm.
Hare Krishna,
mm.
slowly. But the thing is, again, why am I doing for my family first? Because I'm not that great at this point. I'm not knowing the detachment, attachment
mm.
details.
Let's look at these three things, charity and attachment, detachment, and devatas.
Yeah.
So looking at charity, before you were doing for yourself, then you started a charity. But charity is of different kinds also. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says there's charity which is sattvic, there's charity which is rajasic, there's charity which is tamasic. And then there's charity which is transcendental. So charity, pavanani manishinam, charities should always be there. But we don't know what the best charity is. Krishna says that one should know who the right recipient is for charity. Let's find that. Dātavyam iti yad dānam dīyate nupakārane deshe kāle ca patre ca tad dānam sattvikam smriti. The charity and goodness is done because it's my duty, not because I'm going to get something. That's good. And deshe kāle ca patre, considering the proper time, the proper place, the proper person. Sometimes there's some charitable institution, they're giving to the drunkards, they're giving to... Actually, charity is to be given to the brahmanas. That's the Vedic culture. That they would give charity, first of all, to the brahmanas because they're the representatives of God. This is general. But finally, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the most charitable person. Mahavaranyavatar. Krishna prema pradayate. Because he's giving Krishna prema. If we want to give charity, we have to know what is the need. What do people need, actually? So I think, well, people need medicine, people need shelter, people need clothing, people need food. But for that, there are so many charitable organizations. But that charity doesn't solve the real problem that the person has. It solves his temporary problem or superficial problem. But it doesn't get to the root of the problem.
root of the problem is he's forgotten Krishna. And even the, what to speak of the poor person, the rich man has the same problem. It's like America, they're so wealthy, but they're poor. Because they don't know what is the purpose of life. Suppose some, Prabhupada gave the example, you go to some rich man's house, and you meet the rich man, just suppose I came to your house. You're a little, by comparison to me, you're a rich man. So I meet you, I meet your son, I meet your wife. And then suppose 3 weeks from now, I'm in my car, and I see that your son is wandering on the street like a beggar, like a crazy person. And he bangs on my window, give me something. So if I give him some food, am I very charitable? He's hungry. He's asking for some food. If I give him some food, am I being charitable? Actually, it's misdirected charity. If I'm actually intelligent, I'll say, wait a second, I know you. I met you 4 weeks ago. What are you doing on the street like this? Come on. Get in my car. I'm taking you back to your father's house. Then all of his problems are solved. His food problem will not be a problem. No problem will be a problem. You'll take care of him. Oh, there's so many people in the world, they have no food, they have no shelter, they have no money, they have no mental health, they have no physical, so many problems. But the root of the problem is that they've left Krishna. They've turned away from Krishna. And when they turn back to Krishna, then their all problems are solved. So, therefore, the real charitable work is to bring people back to Krishna. That's the real need of the day. For these other things, there's so many charities, there's so many people. And actually, it doesn't solve it. No amount of money will solve the problem. Because according to one's karma, if he's destined to starve, he must starve. All the rich men in the world can give their money, and still he'll starve.
But for an example, like the child is suffering in India because he's not having any food, he's very poor, and he's not able to study.
But he'll start. He'll suffer some other way.
Giving him the facilities.
He'll suffer some other way.
To read and educate.
Just like, and then he'll suffer like an American.
Okay.
The Americans are all suffering. They you know, they grow up rich.
So they get everything, but still suffer.
And still they suffer.
Even if we help them to study and come forward, still
yeah.
they suffer.
They'll study. They'll do everything, and still they'll suffer. Because the material world is such a place that everyone has to suffer. And as long as I don't know the purpose of my life, just like we can testify, you know, I grew up in America, sufficient money, sufficient everything, and suffer. As long as we're in forgetfulness of Krishna, we must suffer. And simply, you know, nothing can be done. No amount of material welfare work, no amount of there's been so much money spent for thousands and thousands and thousands of years for the poor, and still there are poor people. After so many, not even centuries, thousands of years of giving charity to the poor, still people are poor. Because according to my karma, even someone is destined to be rich, you can't stop him, he must be rich. By his karma, as soon as he starts a business, it becomes a successful business. I have a friend, he was going to college and he was running out of money. He's an Indian fellow. His parents had sent him to America. This was many years ago, long before. His parents sent him to America. He was running out of money. So he thought, what will I do? I haven't finished my education. So he started some little business. And within a flash, it became a big successful business because he's Marwadi. So Marwadi starts a business, it has to be a success. It's his karma. He has to be successful. You have to go to your meal.
No, probably we should have some.
That's right.
No.
Unfortunately, we'll also have to go.
You're at that same meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's
He's
leaving.
He's also.
Hmm?
He and I both.
Yeah, Jayaprakash, you're also leaving. Okay.
So,
Hare Krishna.
With your permission, we'll take prasadam.
You're going to take some prasad and go.
I haven't even had water all day.
What is this starting?
Well, because.
One thing and another.
Yeah, one thing and another.
Okay.
So I have to.
Do the needful.
Do the needful. Yeah. So should we serve everyone?
I'm not in the management here. I just work.
But did you get prasad?
You're taking off?
Yeah.
And then everyone else is following close behind you, I heard.
How's management?
He's
coming?
Yeah.
Pick one. I have to take.
Yes,
then
I'm
sorry. Yes. You're also here?
No.
Okay. Looks like end of the class.
Just about.